This is KBNF Regional News for Monday, May 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. Unemployment continues to drop in Colorado. KBNF's Laura Pomisano has the details.
The state's unemployment rate is at its lowest point in about 5.5 years, according to the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. The unemployment rate for April was 6%. The last time it was 6% or lower was November 2008, when the rate was 5.7%. Alexandra Hall is the chief economist for the state's Department of Labor.
Our labor force in Colorado is at its highest point ever in the history of the series, which means really in the history of Colorado. This is good news because people are seeing economic conditions improve and they're returning to the labor force.
Hall says the state has had 30 consecutive months of payroll job gains. Non-farm payroll jobs increased by nearly 14,000 from March to April of this year. But unemployment rates remain higher than the state's in Montrose County at 7.9% and Delta County at 6.8%. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The city of Ouray sent a declaration of economic disaster and emergency to Governor John Hickenlooper last week. A massive landslide in January closed Highway 550 through Red Mountain Pass, effectively cutting off the city from the south. Although the road is being fixed, city officials worry the highway closure and construction will impact Ouray's summer tourism season. Tune in later this week for an expanded report from KBNF's Laura Pomisano on the situation in Ouray. May is Mental Health Month, and KUNC in Greeley, in conjunction with Rocky Mountain PBS, has been looking at the cost of mental illness from both a health and financial standpoint. Last week, we touched on the issue of frequent flyers, how the mentally ill are more likely to be housed in jails, and the lack of intervention efforts. We wrap up our series today at the state capitol. Mental health became a top priority for some Colorado lawmakers following the 2012 Aurora Theater shootings and the school shootings in Newton, Connecticut. But there have been setbacks. Kristen Jones is the health reporter for PBS iNews.
You know, the governor has proposed a network of crisis centers that was supposed to be rolled out this year. Unfortunately, that's sort of mired in a lawsuit and on indefinite hold.
Mental health issues were also a topic of discussion during this year's legislative session. But as KUNC's Benta Berklin reports, things didn't gain as much traction as last year.
According to the most recent national data, Colorado has the 8th highest suicide rate in the country. And public health officials are still trying to figure out why. Around the state capitol, it's hoped that a new commission charged with creating ways to prevent suicide and keep people safe can help.
We don't have anybody to be the glue. We don't have anybody to be driving a concerted effort, a collaborative effort. They're all doing their own individual things, which are phenomenal things, but they're not well enough done because we still have the highest suicide rate that we've had in history.
That's Democratic Senator Linda Newell of Littleton. She sponsored the bill creating the Suicide Prevention Commission. It will include more than 24 people from a variety of sectors, such as nonprofits and businesses and mental health professionals.
So much of the work that we do in suicide prevention is about education. That's hard to do when we don't have enough voices.
Jared Hyman directs the state's Office of Suicide Prevention, which will also gain an extra employee under the bill. He says a big gap has been bringing new people to the table, people who haven't directly been impacted by suicide.
Historically, it is, and still today, I think it's considered a private, personal issue. And so we don't like to meddle in other people's business, or that's a tragedy that happened to somebody else, and I'm not going to get involved.
Some lawmakers, like Republican Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs, question just how useful a commission would be. Gardner says he wants to help prevent suicides, but doesn't think this is the right approach.
You get 25 people in a room to solve a problem, and the chances of getting any focus on the problem would be astounding.
Republican Representative Spencer Swalm from Centennial also voted against the commission.
This is such a difficult, imponderably complex problem. This is just a feel-good measure that I don't believe is going to make any difference.
The bill ended up clearing both chambers with bipartisan support. But other proposals addressing mental health issues weren't so lucky. Efforts led by Democratic Representative Tracy Craftharp of Arvada to change the definitions for people who are involuntarily committed failed or were withdrawn. Krafttharp has worked in the mental health field for more than 25 years. Right now, she says a person has to be in imminent danger to be civilly committed, which is vague.
I used to run an adolescent crisis shelter for teenagers. We had a girl who was hanging from the shower. We cut her down, brought her into the office next to us. We called the mental health center to do the evaluation, and they came in a good hour and a half later and said, well, she's not in any imminent danger. She looks fine. She's sitting next to you. Imminent is a very subjective standard. Everyone interprets it differently.
But the bill got bogged down in the ongoing gun debate. Krafttharp says some worried that changing the definitions would mean more people would be civilly committed, which would impact their right to purchase a gun.
The NRA understood that this bill really did not have anything to do with gun rights. They took a neutral position. However, Rocky Mountain gun owners did not. That kind of messaging was not helpful because people started to believe that it had to do with gun rights.
But Jared Heineman with the Office of Suicide Prevention says lawmakers in both parties missed an opportunity during last year's gun debate.
76% of our firearm-related deaths in Colorado are suicide deaths. The legislation didn't really talk about suicide. That's a considerable gap. If we're going to talk about firearms and firearm safety and not talk about suicide, we're making a mistake.
Mental health advocates say the biggest victory happened last year when the state created walk-in 24-hour mental health crisis centers to the tune of nearly $20 million. But there's currently a lawsuit over the contract the state awarded, and things are on hold. Democratic Representative Beth McCann of Denver calls the delay unfortunate.
We're all anxious to have it over with so we can move forward.
Another piece of legislation from 2013 is moving forward. The contract for a statewide mental health crisis hotline will be finalized later this month. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This story, along with the rest of the series, can be found at our website at kvnf.org. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.